Australian minister assures India talks tough against racially motivated attackers. John Brumby, Premier of Victoria, Australia, who is on a damage control and public relations exercise to India, on Friday said that racial attacks on Indian students were unfortunate. He further added that though the number of attacks was small, but nevertheless it affected the multicultural image of Australia.
We've discussed today some of the incidents which have occurred in recent months involving Indian students. And can I say generally about Melbourne? Melbourne is a big city, 3.5-4 million people. It is one of the safest cities anywhere in the world, but nevertheless we have had a small number of cases involving Indian students and some cases where those crimes appear to have been racially based. I've made it absolutely clear as the Premier of our state, as the leader of our state, that any crime in our state that's racially based is completely unacceptable to me, to our state and to our people.
Brumby also informed that police force in Victoria have been given more powers and tough action would be taken against those who spread hatred and carry out racially motivated attacks.
The changes are made to what's called the Sentencing Act, and they provide that if in committing a crime there is any element of racial hatred, then the penalties which a judge can apply for that crime will be more severe. So let's say if there's an assault and the maximum penalty for that assault is, say, 3 years, if in the course of that assault the motivation for the person committing the assault was racial hatred, then the penalty might be 5 years instead of 3 years. It's a significant increase. It's designed to send a powerful message to the community that, firstly, violence is unacceptable, but if it's based on hatred because of someone's religious belief or their colour or their race, that is particularly unacceptable and will be dealt with even harsher penalties.
Brumby, who is on an official trip to India, would be staying in New Delhi for 3 to 4 days and would later visit Bangalore. Damanji Sudrithu for ANI.